to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 272. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Yo.
And Fozzie is on vacation in LA for his 30th birthday.
Fucking Globetrotter.
Yeah. God, he's 30?
Yeah, he's 30. And Pete has joined us in his stead.
What's up?
Fozzie's the youngest of us, Peter.
Yeah.
But I always imagined he was just a lot younger.
Oh.
Like, he has such a baby.
He is a lot younger.
He is a lot younger.
Considerably to us.
Well, but then he actually is. But, yeah.
Right. Right. You're thinking he's like 25 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
God, we're old.
Yeah.
Jeff has arthritis.
Jeff is going to freeze to death shortly, so.
Yeah.
It's coming. So what do we want to talk about first? Because we got a lot to talk about this week. There's Tony Hawk's out there. Rock Band 4 is out there. NBA 2K16 is out there. A Star Wars Battlefront beta is going on.
Indeed.
And then there's the new Xbox One experience.
Woo!
That's out there for some of us, whether we want it or not. So what do we want to kick into?
I want to kind of hear about Rock Band. I kind of want to bitch about it. And
okay, what do you want to hear about Rock Band? Do you like Rock Band?
Well, if you guys remember our history with this whole thing here, I burned out on music games fairly quickly, so. If okay. I did pick up a new one this year...
They haven't been around for 5 years.
Yeah, it's probably been about 10 years for me. The last one I bought was Guitar Hero 3.
Okay, so that just considerably... 2007 or so.
But do I like Rock Band? I've played it, you know, and it's... The core, like, gameplay is very similar to Guitar Hero, so... Yeah, I like Rock Band.
Sure. This is Rock Band.
Yeah, that's...
Rock Band well, 4... Is Rock Band.
Well, I've heard some very, I don't know, questionable things about that game.
It plays like Rock Band. You pick a song, gems come down a note highway, you strum along, you hit the notes on the drums, you strum up on the bass, whatever you want to do. The gems hit, you get score, which adds to your star meter, which fills up at 5 stars, or gold stars if you get to a higher level. You fill up star power. I believe that's what it's called here. Maybe not. They might call it something else. Star power might be the Guitar Hero term. But that's like your that'll juice your multiplier up. You get multiplier by stringing, you know, notes along. It all plays like Rock Band.
All right, here's what I heard, though.
Okay.
I heard that the drum... Like, all right, first of all, you didn't get the new kit, did
you? I did. I got a new kit.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I heard that the drum has problems registering kits no. when you're going fast.
I am not a great drummer. I am okay. I can hold my weight on medium drums and some hard songs. I am not particularly great at drums, though, so I never, like, really banging fast, but I didn't see anything that, like, I wasn't missing notes when they were close together.
Well,
like,
see,
unless,
what
I heard, like, I missed them.
I heard that they were basically fucked. If anything that you're trying to do that's fast, it's not registering hits, and that the bass pedal was fucked on it. Like, that is, like, pretty widespread. Like, I was on GameFAQs, like, reading, like, just people bitching about it.
So my the bass pedal is probably the one thing that, it doesn't seem like it's broken, it just seems less, it's more stiff than the last one, maybe, or maybe it's more loose, I'm not sure, like, there's something off about it, it doesn't feel like my old
yeah.
drum kit. The, actual drum kit, though, itself, actually feels like a better, like, it's better built this time around. Like, it feels like a new drum kit. I didn't seem to have any problems with it, so...
Mm. And for me, I personally probably wouldn't play drums that much, but, like, you know, it's, I want to have that there as an option if I get three people sitting around playing, you know, like, so. I don't know. I heard other things.
Okay. What else did you hear?
I heard that sometimes that the guitar itself will, like, kind of fall out of sync with what's going on here and there. Or, like, you know, like, you're missing shit that you shouldn't be missing.
Well, that's always been an issue with Rock Band, and that's a calibration issue. Like, you need to make sure that your guitar is, that the game is calibrated correctly. If you don't calibrate your shit, there's a bigger chance of you, like, misfiring on notes and not having them register. I calibrated my stuff. There is a noticeable delay between, like, where, so my speakers are actually behind my TV. I have a surround sound set up, so they're behind my TV, so there's a noticeable delay between, like, where I stand in the room and where these speakers are, and it has matched it up where I feel that I am strumming correctly and hitting the notes at the right time, and everything seems to be working. I have not run into any issues where I'm like, the shoddy equipment or whatever. Except for the fact that I also bought the dongle for the Legacy. Yeah, like, I mean, like,
of course, well, you did.
I have four old guitars, like, here. And I wanted the new shit because it's new.
Yeah. I heard that a lot of new hardware feels pretty good, though.
It does. Like, I want to get a longer strap for the guitar because, like, it feels really short. It feels like it was made for midgets. So, like, the guitar is really high up on me. Like, I am not a small dude. Like, I'm almost 6 feet tall. So, like, having this thing, like, be, like, really high up, like, with my longer arms, like, it makes it a little more difficult to play. So I'm going to buy, like, a longer guitar strap for it. But, the equipment feels solid. Like, it feels good. Like, hey, Mad Catz did an okay job with this shit, which they should damn well do, because the set is $250. So,
Jesus.
I ended up, if you get it at Best Buy and you're in part of their Gamers Club, you'll get 20% off. So I actually got mine for $200. That's a lot of money to put out for a game.
Yes.
Shit should work.
Well, here's the thing. I guess we'll get into this later. Like, there's an ideal between Guitar Hero Live and Rock Band. There's, like, an ideal music game. Like, if you melded parts of those together, that I want. But I was doing a lot of research on this one because, yeah, it's $250. You know what I mean? The reasons I want Rock Band, there's two reasons. One, I know how to play it. Like, everyone knows how to play that. Like, Guitar Hero Live is totally new, right?
That's what interests me about Guitar Hero Live, but it's also terrifying because, like, what if I suck at this? And that's a $100 game as well. I am not paying for that, at least not until, like, Christmas or something. I may ask for it for there, but, like, Rock Band was... There's a reason I got Rock Band, though, and it's I have almost 1,000 songs in my Xbox 360 library, like, over the course of since Rock Band 1 started, with all the DLC, with all the extra games that exported into them. Like, I have almost 1,000 songs in my library there. To just throw that away and, like, start over with Guitar Hero seems silly. Like, I'm going to get the $200 I spent on Rock Band 4 to continue on with the Xbox One. Like, it kind of made
You've
sense because I've already
invested
X amount
so
of dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. And also another thing. All right, look, you have friends over.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to play Rock Band.
Yes.
They don't know how to play Guitar Hero Live. That's another thing.
You have
right?
to teach them. Like, I mean, that's I had to. You know, you had to teach people how to play Guitar Hero originally in Rock Band when it first came out.
Yeah.
But
you're talking.
Like,
this is a long
now,
time.
Now, right? That was 10 years ago. At some point, like. Guitar Hero, Rock Band, how that stuff is actually played is kind of ingrained in anybody that's played it. It's simple, it's easy to understand. Guitar Hero Live is something completely new, and it's like, I don't know if my friends are really going to be into coming over and learning how to play a new music game. So, Rock Band is the easy choice.
the other fun thing about Rock Band is, like, the one reason I really wanted to get it is so, like, I could play guitar and my girlfriend could be singing on the microphone. You know what I mean? Like, right. That would be super fun to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with Guitar Hero, you can't really do it. You can't just, like, hand off the guitar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like all right, your turn to do a song. You can't really play together. Like, you could, but yeah. It's not as fun to me.
It's, like, it's more fun when you're playing as, like, a unit, as a band. Like I enjoy playing Rock Band by myself, but I also, like, I have friends coming over tomorrow night, and we're going to, like, do, like, one of our, like, you know, quarterly Rock Band nights where we'll play for, like, or 7 hours and just sit around and drink beer all night singing shitty songs and playing them poorly on the TV as well. But it's a good time. Like Rock Band is a very good party game.
People were shitting on the soundtrack, the song list that you get game.
There are
some of them I think are good though,
there,
dude.
There are 60 songs. I mean, music is always going to be subjective, right? Like, there's never going to be like, I like every song on this soundtrack. A lot of people's complaints with Rock Band 4 is that the music is more modern, whereas, like, you know, previous Rock Bands, they skewed to more of like a classic rock. Sort of, or an indie rock sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff like the Bruno Mars Mark Ronson song is on there. It's not really like what you consider a traditional Rock Band song, but
was that Uptown Funk?
Uptown Funk is on.
Oh God, I hate that fucking song, dude.
But I mean, like, it's a song that lots of people know, and it's a song that's easy to get people up and sing and play along. So it's smart. Smart decision to keep it in the, like, to put it into this game, and there seems to be a lot of, like, more modern songs from, like, the last 5 or so years.
Well, that should be in there. I would feel like the Rock Band library especially has been exhausted at this point. You want the songs that have come out since then. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I like a good mix of everything. So, like, give me some new songs, give me some old songs, and they do. Like, this has, like, Van Halen's Panama is on here. Along with, like by contrast, Uptown Funk is on there. Like, so there's a mix of everything, and people are never going to be 100% happy with a song list. So
what I'm saying is a lot of it has been probably released as DLC at some point, like, full album.
There's a lot. Like, I went through and we'll get to the DLC reclamation in a minute.
Well, that's the other thing that
it's a nightmare. But there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of full albums out there for certain bands, and there's still a lot of stuff out there that I'd like to see. Like, I would love for them to license Appetite for Destruction for it. Like, that is not none of the Guns N' Roses songs. The classic Guns N' Roses songs are in Rock Band.
I kind of like some of the 90s songs I saw on the list, like the Four Non Blondes song.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't really like, and then, like, that band Live, like, I don't really like them, but I think that would be a fun song to do together.
They're fun songs, like, yeah. To me, those are the songs that you want in there. Like, yes, I would love, like, some, like, obscure, like, you know, rock or metal song that, like, I listen to personally. But they're not fun to play when you have friends over. Like, your friends want to play, like, they want to sit down and play some Bon Jovi or, like, Live or some, like, like Nickelback even. Like, they want to play some schlocky garbage because it's fun. Like, and they know the words and everyone can have a good time with it, even if generally you consider the songs bad.
I see that for sure.
So there's a campaign in this. I am a little disappointed in it. It is a huge step back from where Rock Band 3 was. And it might even be a step back from where Rock Band 2 was in terms of, like, how it's handled. It's kind of the same setup as Rock Band 2. Like, you'll do gigs or shows or whatever and play you play X amount of songs, you get some stars unlock the next level, the next tier. And there's this, like, really simplistic choice system. So it's generally comes down to, do you want to choose fans or do you want to choose money? So, like, you the first choice is like you can get a van and then you can travel further and get more fans, or you can like sign with a manager, but he's gonna like pick your set list for you, and you'll get more money from him, but you might not get as many fans because you know you're going corporate or whatever. It's kind of dumb, and it's just like this weird gated system to like progression. And I'm a little disappointed because the way they were speaking about it beforehand made it seem like it was going to be way more in depth than what it is. And
I heard it's all like everything, like the whole campaign is like text based. Like
yeah, it's all like there's no like Rock Band 3, even maybe even 2, like had like cool cutscenes like in between like shows, and like you'd see your guys leaving the bar, like the club you were at or the bar you were at or the arena. But now it's just like, all right, well, we go back, you shoot it back to like this weird text menu and like gives you a quote, like it'll attribute stuff to you. Like you said something stupid or like, oh, like, hey, the door fell off of our van. Why don't we just park it next to a wall instead? Like, it's, I don't know who wrote this shit, but it's pretty terrible dialogue. But you can ignore it. Like, it's just yeah. There. It's flavored or whatever. The other thing about the band progression that kind of is frustrating is that in past Rock Bands, you've been able to assign like created characters to your band so that like you're kind of playing with like your band. This has like a slew of like stand-in bandmates, and you can select them, but you can't create your own characters to assign to there, so you're left with whatever schlocky, you know, created character Harmonix has come up with to create your band with. It kind of takes some of the authorship out of it.
You know what? Like, it kind of goes to this whole generation for me where it's like a lot of things is like taking a step back and starting from scratch, and it's like less than what you expect. Right. I don't know. Like, I think this is a special situation where like they did this on their own kind of thing.
Well, I think I heard this on the Giant Bombcast this week, but. What they did with Dance Central was they released Dance Central Spotlight. It wasn't called Dance Central 4. It was just kind of this hub for more Dance Central. And I think if they had called this Rock Band, even if they just called it Rock Band, like then yeah. Maybe the expectations for it being what it is wouldn't be as high. But you're calling it Rock Band 4, so you're drawing on the legacy of the previous Rock Bands. And there's been more than just Rock Band 1, 2, and 3. Like, you're talking Green Day Rock Band, The Beatles Rock Band, Lego Rock Band, like AC/DC Rock Band, like there's all this other stuff that like kind of piles into that legacy, and this is like a step back. This is like Rock Band 1.5 instead of Rock Band 4 in terms advancement.
And it's like, do you accept that? Like, you know, like I guess you have to, right?
It's like, all I mean, I want more Rock Band, and once I got to playing. And I keep walking around this, but yes, like I have clocked in about 8 or 9 hours in the game. About 2.5 of that has been actually playing the game. It took me about six and a half hours to reclaim all of my DLC.
Yeah, and I heard there's major DLC problems all around. Like not just reclaiming.
There are songs that I haven't been able to reclaim. None of the disc-based songs have transferred yet, and you have to go song by song, even if you have like a detailed list. So I had my 360 running, and I was matching up like tracks, and then you have to remember, okay, so this Bare Naked Ladies song was in Rock Band Blitz, and that hasn't transferred over yet. Like the export for full games hasn't transferred over yet, so. That's why that's not in my library yet, even though I can buy it. So, like, wait on that one. But this one over here, this, even though it's saying that it's, like, I have all the Billy Joel songs, because when Rock Band 3 came out, like, the piano, Billy Joel, big piano, like, made sense to get all the Billy Joel songs. It'll go, okay, you have The Entertainer, you have Piano Man, you don't have Miami 2017, even though, like, you click on it, and it says $199, but it'll load, it'll stall for a second, and it'll go, you already own Miami 2017. Would you like to reinstall? And, like, you hit it, and then it goes through. it's just this tiresome and like tired, cumbersome process that was really disappointing to kind of like deal with.
Yeah, I was reading like people who are just downloading, buying new songs. Everything was downloading as a song called Jane. Like I don't. Like, I'm just like, oh man, this sounds not good.
Yeah, there are some. I wouldn't buy anything yet. Like, I would definitely wait. Like, there seems to be some server issues going on with it. And you had asked me on, was it Wednesday? You asked me if you should buy it, and I was like, I would wait.
Well, and I was doing research at the same time, and then also the availability. Like, I got to the point where I was like, well, if the drum's fucked, I'm just gonna go get the guitar. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wanted to have the microphone, like I don't care about the drums at all, honestly. I just want the microphone.
So here's the thing about the microphone. Like, it's just a USB microphone. Any USB microphone should work. Like,
really?
Yeah, you should be able to plug in any USB microphone.
So even if you bought like a Rock Band 3 microphone, it'll work.
That'll work. Yes.
All right. Well, that's probably what I'll eventually do because I just want to be like.
You want to be able to sing and play guitar.
I have no desire to play drums. I don't think my girlfriend does, but I think it would be fun if we could sing and play guitar together. You know, spin it, switch it off. That.
Before we move off of Rock Band, there's one major evolution, I guess, in the formula, and it's the freestyle solos. So in the past, what you would just go through and all the notes, the note chart would be exactly how you expect it. You're playing the solo as authored by the original band. Now they've like kind of pulled those solos out, and you can put them back in if you want, but by default there are these freestyle solos that are there, and they are colored blue and orange. They're long notes, half notes, and quarter notes, and that depends on how fast you would play them. And you just basically will, like, you'll play the blue notes are up the top of the neck of the guitar, and the orange notes are at the bottom. They're the higher notes. And you can kind of just do what you want with it. And it's really cool. It's, like, really, really cool. It gives you kind of this ownership over what you're doing as you're playing. I don't know how it sounds. Like, it seems like it sounds fine, like it sounds okay, but I do wonder how it's going to play out with my friends here, because, like, you know, you're not playing the song as it originally was, you're playing your authored version of it. It's like, does it sound weird? Like I'm having fun playing it, but, like, is it weird when you hear the sound?
I seem to, like, dude, I know it's, like, a new feature, but I seem to remember, like, in older games, like, there were parts where, like, all the bars would light up and you could just do whatever you want on the solo.
Yeah, that was the big finish or the grand finale of certain songs. They had the big finish, and you would just do whatever you want, like, during that time, and it would increase your score total. And then, like, you'd have to hit, like, one final note. That's how you got the points. This is completely different. Like, this is in the middle of the song. Like, you'll be playing along, and then, like, a guitar solo comes up, and it'll give you, like, a section of notes that you, like, how you should play it, but not telling you what to play.
What exactly?
And you still want to hit the notes, like, as you would, because it'll keep your score multiplier high. But you can do whatever you want during that time. I think it's a cool new feature. Like, it's something different for Rock Band.
I think, here's the thing, man. I think I'm ready for a new music game. Like, it's been so long for me. It's been 10 years, and I don't know, they're fun, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I almost lean more towards Guitar Hero for this new one, just because I like the whole idea of, like, a live, like filmed audience. Like, it's just, that's weird.
Right.
But
like
they
you're,
also
you're
have
looking
like,
out first person, like.
Yeah, well, and I heard too, if you're like doing bad, like the audience will turn on you and be like, "Boo!" and like, "Fuck you!" And I was like, that sounds great.
that is something they brought back to Rock Band for, like, if you're doing bad, like the crowd will kind of boo you.
But so imagine seeing like a real live
like
crowd, like
actually getting angry at you. Yeah. That is kind of funny.
But also, they have, like, this whole mode in the new Guitar Hero where it's, like, you're as you're playing, you're watching the original music video for the song, which I think is a genius move, you know?
Sure. I'm interested to see how that shit turns out.
And it has a more robust song list. Like, just the base game itself.
Right.
Because it does, like, just looking at it, I was like, man, there's a lot of songs on there. And it's $99.
Right. Not so, $130, not $100, not $80, not $250. Like, it's $100 flat, so.
Yes, but here's the thing. Like I said, I keep coming back to, I want to be able to play with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. which I guess you could do, I think there's a two-guitar bundle for Guitar Hero, so you could do, like...
$150 for that one, yeah.
But I really want the karaoke aspect, man.
Yeah, like, because even if you don't want to play guitar or drums... Like, you can always just plug a mic in, and it's basically a karaoke box.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, so I think
it's a tough decision.
Happen, well, I think I'm not going to make a decision. I think I'm just going to buy.
But that's or Rock Band. For Christmas. review will be coming at some point. I need to play a bunch more of it, but I like what I played of it. There is definitely some frustration in setting it up, but Tony, tell us about the frustratingness of NBA 2K.
This game makes me want to die.
I feel like every time I'm on a podcast with you guys and Tony's here, he's always played a game that makes him want to die.
And yet I'm still alive. I don't know how this works. So I talked a little about it last week, but for some reason, 2K invited Spike Lee in to help with the My Career mode this year. Now, I've played through all the Spike Lee content so far. So what he's done is he's created a movie, and it's probably about, I don't know, 3 hours long.
Okay.
And as you play through the first games of your career, the movie is interspersed between the games. So what'll happen is you'll play a game and then you'll get a cutscene, and you'll play the next game and you'll get a cutscene, and on and on and on, and like that. So you play 3 games in high school, and then you have 4 games in college, and then you have the 8 games of your rookie year, and then the movie is over. And then you can move on and you can play real My Career mode in NBA 2K, which I've been fiddling with, and is a lot better than before. So that mode, once you get to it, is great. The problem is it took me 7 hours of play to actually get there because of this stupid movie mode. And the storyline based vis-a-vis what you have in the game makes absolutely no sense. So it's, you're this guy who is like the talent, the one everybody wants to recruit. He's so awesome. And then you go on the court and you suck. Because your player has terrible stats, because you need to, you know, build them up over time like you do in a My Career mode in any game.
Right.
But they've fixed it so that you're only playing a couple of games per season. So you're not getting any experience, so you can't upgrade your attributes. So you'll be like, you'll go through this one cutscene where you're like talking to the agent and the owner, and they'll be like, you are the talent, you're the man, and then you come out in the game and you're the worst player on the court. It's just, it makes absolutely no sense. The storyline is, I mean, it's really over the top, like Entourage type stuff, with an ending which it kind of tips off as you go along. And then when it's over, they tell you that you can actually go back into NBA 2K and you can watch the whole thing as a movie without the games in the middle. The other thing is that since your player sucks, you're like, I don't know, the 8th or 9th guy off the bench. So you're only playing a couple minutes a game. So you hop in, you play your like it's like 10 minutes of real time, like however many minutes you're in the game, like 5 or 6 minutes of game time, and then it's over, and then they throw you into this like 20 minute cutscene, and some of the cutscenes are ridiculous. I had a couple where my controller turned off because I had sat there and done nothing for so long.
It's pretty weird.
It is. And it's, the other part is, the, it's a My Career mode, with no agency by the player until this movie mode is over. So, like, you're sitting around, you're making decisions about what college you want to go to. The one big one is when you're in college and you get to the end of your first year and you're deciding whether to turn pro or not. And there's this like series of cutscenes, and you don't actually yourself get to make that decision. Like, the game makes it for you.
Okay.
And there's a couple of things that happen like that during your rookie year as well, where you're like, I should be making these decisions myself. It's my career mode, not Spike career mode, although apparently it is Spike career mode this year.
Here's the thing, though. Is it, like, well written? Is it, like, are the cutscenes good?
The characters are very generic. They've been mo-capped so that they're actually real actors acting out the scenes. So some of it is good, some of it, but I don't know. The whole storyline is just so ham-fisted and bad.
But the reason I almost want to come to the defense of this is because that's what I've been asking for out of sports games forever, is presentation. Like, bring the drama to the game I'm playing, you know? But
they had that in it last year without doing this to it.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't played 2K, probably 12 years, so.
Like, last year there was all this stuff, like, your friend from high school or whatever is your agent, and there's, like, this power struggle over whether you're going to sign with this big agency and whether you're going to bring your friend along with you and all that. But in the end of that struggle, I was the decision maker. I decided to keep my friend on and whatever. But this year you don't have it. You get that. It's the same agent from last year, too, Don Pagnotti. The classic, like, Brooklyn Italian guy. Like, the fancy watches. He could definitely, like, put a mob hit on you if you disagreed with him. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's just too much. It's a my player mode. I want my player to do stuff. And it did feel like my player. And I spent so much time sitting there doing nothing. Which for me is the cardinal sin of any game.
Yeah, that seems bad for, especially for, like, a sports game. Like, I mean, it's one thing for, you know, like a JRPG or Metal Gear to kind of, like, do what they do with story, but this is a sports game. Like, it's not. You're not trying to lose it.
I weirdly like it. Cause, like, dude, think about it. It's like a sports movie. Like, you build up to that big game at the end of the movie, so you have, like, this whole story going, and then you have the game, play the game, and then, like.
But here's the thing, though. What happens on the court has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in the movie.
Right. So, like, if you play bad, it's not affecting what's going on in the movie. Well. It's just kind of there, like.
Yeah.
The games are just kind of like, here's this intermission from our movie that we made.
Well, feel free to take my idea and make a better.
No, your idea is good, but when you're hearing, like, Freak is, and here's the other thing, your nickname is Frequency Vibration, so everybody calls you Freak.
God, that's terrible.
It's like, Freak is dominating on the court, and I was like, did you see me? I shot 2 of 11 that game. It's terrible.
Yeah, like, that's where, like, the kind of the, you know, the correlation between the two drops off. It's like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's a shame, because I understand what you're saying, Jeff. Like, and I would love, like, a sports game to do something like that, where.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You know, where how you are playing actually impacts the story, but this sounds like, hey, Spike Lee wanted to make, like, an animated movie about basketball, and NBA 2K gave him that platform, and it just kind of messes up the regular mode.
Yeah, but I've put in my 7 hours, so now I have my career mode again. So,
there you go.
I did the time.
Pete, have you played anything this week?
I was trying to remember before we got on. I just played the Battlefront beta, which we'll get into. I played Soma.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Why don't you tell us about Soma? Because you've been on for a little bit, and none of us have played it yet, so.
So you bought it, Chris.
I want to play it. I have not gotten to it yet, so I did not buy it yet.
Okay. So who else intends on playing it? Do the other guys?
I have no idea what it is.
I could be swayed. I've heard good things.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys played Amnesia.
I did.
The first one.
Yes.
By the same guys who did the first one, Frictional. And it's a... What started out as a space horror game is actually an underwater station horror game. That... It's hard to get into, like, deep specifics without, like, spoiling what makes the story so important. But it's very different from Amnesia in the sense that you're not being chased constantly. Like, you're always being chased by, like, one or two, like, creatures at any given moment in Amnesia, except for a couple of puzzles. And Amnesia was a very open game where you had, like, this whole mansion. You were supposed to go, like, you know, grab an item from the top of the stairs and go all the way down to the dungeon basement in order to solve the puzzle and stuff. The Soma is very linear. In terms of its level design, you're always going to be constantly moving forward. There's not a lot of backtracking or anything like that. But your character's goal is to just find out what's going on. Because you wake up and you're in modern-day Canada, and then you go in for a doctor's appointment, and you go to sleep, and when you wake up, you're suddenly... In Paphos 2, which is the name of the underwater research station.
Okay.
It deals a lot with the idea of consciousness and what that means. Are we still us if there's two of us? Or if you take your mind and put it in another body, like, what does that mean? And stuff like that. And then there's a lot of, like... There's a lot of waxing in terms of what that means. And then there's the other half of the plot deals with, like, the robots, right? That's sort of been the big thing. And there are robots you encounter that aren't trying to kill you, and there are certain kinds that are. And those are basically, like, the monsters. And each one does different things. One's really slow until it sees you, and then it runs like a motherfucker. Another, as long as you don't look at it, like, as long as the camera is never pointed in the direction of the monster, it will completely ignore you. Which is terrifying in its own way, because I had to do the whole section with my camera pointed at my feet. because I didn't know where it was. I just knew, like, okay, this is that monster.
Right. That's great. It's
time for us to, start staring at the ground. And so, yeah, that was terrifying. And so it's not, like, an extremely scary game because, unlike Amnesia, the game will tell you when monsters are nearby. Your screen will sort of, like, glitch in a way. Okay. Like, it'll have, not necessarily static, but it'll, like, jut a little bit all over the place, like the footage is being disrupted and stuff. And so you kind of just know when... It tries playing with that idea in the beginning of the game, but once you know that's what it is, it's like, oh, okay, well, this area is totally free of ever having to deal with any of that. There's no jump scares. It doesn't even try any of that and stuff. I enjoyed it. It had a lot to do... There are a lot of choices in the game, a lot that are supposed to make you feel uncomfortable.
Okay. Though,
in my mind... Well, I guess that's how it would be in everybody's mind. Like, the choice that you made is clearly the correct one, and this and that. Sort of thing. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly enough. It's hard to get into it without, like, spoiling some of, like, the really key moments about what made it interesting. But so, like, all right, one, like, the only thing marketing material you guys may have seen is the first 15 minutes or so of the game, and what they do in that is they show this robot who thinks he's human, right? His name is Carl or whatever, and he's trapped. And there's a switch on the other end of the hallway, and when you turn it on, it powers something that you could use to get to. There are usually multiple ways of handling certain scenarios, especially involved in these choices you need to make. This is obviously the easier way, because when you turn it on, Carl starts screaming, like, writhing in pain. You can let it go for as long as you are comfortable with. Like, if you... There's dialogue written for several minutes, because I just experimented with it. I'm a crazy person. I was just like, I wonder how long he'll last and stuff like that. So you like do stuff like that, or you can just turn it off and find another way where you need to go. Because it makes you uncomfortable that you're torturing this robot that thinks he's a human.
Right.
You know? As far as I know, the choices don't inform an ending. Not at least to the extent that anyone has discovered yet. If there's stuff like that, then that's new or something. I'm not really sure where any of that is yet. But no, it's a really good game. It has a very interesting story, but if you're going in for like a horror game, you like, I want to be scared and like, you know, jump out of my seat kind of thing. Probably not that kind of game. It's more of a game that makes you want to, is horrific instead of like,
like Bioshock-y kind of, or what?
Yeah, so like, yeah, in the same way that Bioshock made you like question human nature and stuff like that, this is very much like,
it's fringe horror, Chris. Throwing it out there.
Alright.
Yeah, it's more like the horror of human beings instead of the, instead of like monster horror. It's like, how terrible can humans be to each other and the things that they do and stuff like that. And it's also underwater, and I like, personally, that triggers deep seated fears in me, like deep water and like, that makes me very uncomfortable. Water level in video games scare the shit out of me in any setting, so this was very unnerving, because there are times when you go out into the ocean. And some of you might have read reviews where it says, hey, you don't have to worry about being in those sections because there are no enemies there. That is a fucking lie. Polygon's review and IGN's, and both of them said, when you're out and about in the ocean, there are no enemies there. That's wrong. There are plenty of things out there that are trying to murder you. But, yeah, it's not, it's probably not like as amazing as I thought it was going to be. Like when I first had seen a bunch of this stuff and was like super into the game and stuff, but it's still pretty good for their second effort. It's a better kind of horror. If that makes sense. But it's not, it all depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a more like, get under your skin, like, ooh, that makes me feel really gross about myself and being human, then this is probably for you. If you're looking to like jump out of your seat, probably go back to Amnesia or something like that, or Until Dawn, which harped a lot more on jump scares and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's been a real lull for me lately since I finished Metal Gear. I really haven't known what to do with myself in terms of gaming.
Fallout's not too far away.
I'm real excited for Fallout. I get back from BlizzCon and that Tuesday is
crazy.
Gonna be amazing. Yeah, well, it's Fallout and
Fallout, Tomb Raider, and StarCraft.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I don't, StarCraft.
Yes.
Forever unsure about what I'm gonna do about that.
I don't know. I currently have the collector's edition pre-order because I got the collector's edition on the other two, but this one actually seems less, so I don't know. I might cancel that and just buy the game.
Yeah, I
Blizzard normally does such great collector's editions too, but
yeah, I don't know. I haven't played multiplayer in so long that like, right, I feel like it's almost pointless, and I don't care for the campaigns too much.
Yeah, so like that's why I play them. I enjoy the stupid story that they've strung together. So
God, it is the worst. I didn't realize that, like,
it's so stupid
that like Blizzard actually like didn't know how to tell a story.
Oh, there's a story there. It's just very like weirdly told.
It's very poorly told.
Yes.
Give the Goblins anything to go by. Oof.
I mean, I think they do a better job of storytelling in StarCraft, but
yeah. That's just not saying a whole lot.
It's a different type of game too, though. So.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Talk to me.
Do we have to talk about this?
Jeff has changed. He has seemingly changed his opinion from last week, where he thought it was an okay budget game, Now he seems like Tony Hawk may actually be a bad game.
Well, every time I go online, F is playing it. So what I think has happened, he spent so much time playing this budget title that he now hates it.
It's a hate playthrough.
No, it is an okay budget game. It's not an okay Tony Hawk. But there is, like, you'll get your Tony Hawk fix, sort of, but you'll just be sitting there thinking about all the things that are missing or wrong the whole time. So,
sounds like the opposite of a fix. That sounds like...
The gameplay is there, though. Like, just the basic gameplay, but the problem is, like, they dumb some of it down, and, like, you can't do tricks while you're grinding or doing manuals or anything. Like, the only way to do trick, like, say if you're grinding around something, like a rail, you have to, like, do just a quick kickflip. You can't sit there and press buttons while you're on the grind and do tricks. Like, and that's, it's like, why the fuck is that not in there, dude? That's standard since very early on in the series, like, probably by 4, you know? I don't know, pisses me off. So anyways, Chris, how'd you like the game?
I don't think it's very good. I also don't think that it is the dumpster fire that people were kind of making it out to be last week. It's just not a good game. Like, yeah, it plays. It's just not very good. There's some really weird decisions in it, like the online lobby. Like, why is that there?
It's pointless. It's utterly pointless.
There's no it's the tower. There's, like, it's the tower, Tony. It is the Destiny tower, but literally less to do than in the tower.
Fantastic.
And there already wasn't, like, a whole lot to do in the tower.
And there's what is it? How many levels are there, Jeff? 8?
Yeah.
So there's 8 towers.
All right. No, what it does is, all right, when you pick a level, like pick the first level,
yes,
you go in, you'll be dropped into, like, a kind of a free skate mode,
right,
where other players will be there, but there is absolutely nothing to do with these other players.
No,
like, even if you bump into them, it just says on the screen you bumped into them. Like,
yeah, nothing happens. It's just like, yeah, you kind of, like, clip through them and you hit each other. Okay, great. Why, like, are you telling me?
It's almost like you could tell they had an idea for something and it was never finished. Because there's, like, dude, there, like, what is the point otherwise? Why? It makes no sense. But there is stuff to do when you're in that mode. They have all the classic goals in that mode, like collect skate, collect combo, collect the VHS tape, collect the DVD. Like, you could do those things while you're skating with other people.
Right.
But there's no reason for other people to be there.
And also, is there any reason to do that? To do any of that stuff? Because that doesn't actually... Those stars don't actually count towards you unlocking the next level.
It counts towards, as far as I could tell, because I was testing it, is... it counts towards... It helps you unlock stat points.
Okay.
For your character. So there is a point to doing it.
So you want to get more of them so you can unlock more points.
But yes, unfortunately, it does not count towards the stars you need to unlock the next level. And some of the missions really suck. And some of them,
yep,
are really hard.
Yeah, there's some really, really dumb ones. And some really,
there's
really
some
hard
good
ones.
Yeah, there's some good ones, though. But yeah.
There are less of them. There's, like, what? Like,
I like the ring mode. I gotta be honest. I like the
ring. The ring mode was... I thought that was okay. That was one of the better ones that I have. There's, like, one in the first level where there are these giant beach balls in a pool, and you need to knock
dumb.
The pool. Like, it is so... Like, I don't...
All right.
It's just terrible.
It is terrible, and it's so... Like, that's all you do. You're in a pool, and there's, like, 30 beach balls, and you have to knock them out as fast as you can. All right. It's dumb as shit, but that is the first thing I let my girlfriend play, and, like, that hooked her into the game. It's like you didn't have to do anything in that, right? You just
right.
Skate
you
around.
Just move your guy, yeah. Like, you move your character around.
And then, like, after that, she was like, "Oh, I kind of want to learn how to play this." And she's actually, like, she's noobish, but, like, you could tell she has the fundamentals in her head, like, how to play the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did some really weird stuff. Like, that slam feature is
terrible,
and it takes you out of the flow. Like, it'll throw you off in a lot of ways.
It straight fucks you up, because when I'm midair, I hit the grind button so I, like, will magnetize to the rail.
Right.
Like, that's how it mechanically works. And this, instead of doing that, like, if you're midair and you're about to push a rail and you hit the Y button too early, it's just going to slam you down into the abyss.
Yeah, wherever
like
you're at.
Gap, Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden there's just a tether directly to what's underneath you, and you just you drop straight down.
And there's, like, the last couple levels in the game have lots of, like pits where you could fall into the abyss and just die. So, like, it fucking sucks. That rooftops level is one of the worst levels I've ever played in any game ever. I don't know if you got out there, Chris, but it's fucking terrible.
No, I only got to the second level, and I was like, I'm good.
That was it for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I rented it. It cost me $3.18 to... I played it for about 3 hours, and I wasn't very good at it, and I didn't care to, like, invest myself to get better at it.
I could pass the first level in, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I was, like, playing around with it, too, and trying to, like, figure out what was going on, and what, like, wanted to try out all the modes that they had there, and I just wasn't impressed by anything. Like, it's just kind of there. The game just kind of exists. Like, for $3, I didn't feel cheated, but I certainly wouldn't want to put, like, more than that
$6 into it?
Yeah, or, like, $6 into it. But, like, I brought it back right away, so I didn't rent it for a second night.
Where I differ is I think it's worth maybe $20. But the problem is like I said at the beginning, like, there's too many things that they fucked up for no reason. And I hope they can fix some of it, because they have been pretty responsive to people. And they are giving us new levels for free and stuff. So, like, that hurts. That helps a little bit, but it still hurts a lot.
But I feel like the issue stems from, like, it's actually ingrained in the mechanics of the game itself. It has nothing to do with, like, levels and stuff. Like, that's not going to fix the fact that play the game is just... the reverse of what you wanted to be.
No, yeah, there's problems with that for sure, and that are never going to get fixed. And honestly, if they give me two new levels, if they're on the same, like...
If you get, like, two more rooftop levels.
If they're the same quality of the levels, like, the levels in this game are disappointing. Like, really disappointing. So, the more I skate in them, I'm just like, this is fucking garbage. Like, you could go back to even American Wasteland, which is when Tony Hawk was getting
starting pretty long and stepped down.
Yeah. And the level design in that is light years beyond this. There's so many fucking lines in American Wasteland, and this is just like, it's just barren. Like, it's sad. It's like it's like you're playing in, like, little skate parks that you made out of the level creator. Like, it's,
and they did weird things too. Like, so, like, you fill up your super meter, but then it's like, there's nothing special about the super meter. You're doing the same tricks. It's just with a blue lightning bolt coming out of your ass now. Like,
I think they're worth more.
Yeah, they're worth more points, but, like, it's just weird. Like, yeah, there was nothing different about it. Like, why is this special? Like, I'm still just doing, like, a heel grab. Like,
well, no, if you do, like, a vert trick, though, like, where you're coming out of a half pipe, like, it'll be super flashy. Like, it'll be spinning in all directions.
Okay.
But, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't, that's neither here nor there.
And I know you didn't really, you don't really care because you just play as Tony Hawk, but I thought, like, the character creation stuff was really, really weird.
It's weird because it's like you could turn Tony Hawk into, like, an alien or whatever.
Yeah,
you can't,
like,
just make your own character.
There's tons of different options, but, like, you have to, like, go by, like, kind of the template that they have set up. So it's like, if you want to, like, have your alien dude, you need to pick one of the pre-made characters and then, you know, either unlock the alien dude or buy the alien dude with your in-game money, and then that becomes Tony Hawk. Like, it'll become,
dude,
that character.
There is tons of just weird ass decisions in that game. Like, if you're doing a goal, like, you're trying a mission, like, get, you know, 500,000 points in 2 minutes, whatever. If you decide you're fucking that up, you could retry it, but you can't quit it. You have to exit out of the whole game and go back to the main menu. Like, it's things like that that's just like, who did not ever think of this? Like, maybe I just want to quit the mission and do another mission. Maybe I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Yeah,
to fucking end
my
mission. Like,
even, like, retrying, like missions, like, all right, so
it reloads the whole level again.
Yeah, it's like, it just takes you out, and it's. I remember, like, in Tony Hawk 1 and 2 on, like, the original PlayStation, like, that was really quick. Like, and I get
instant.
It. Like, yeah, you're not dealing with, like, a ton of memory there. But these levels aren't big in this game. Like, they shouldn't be taking that long. And it's, like, a good, you know, 5-10 seconds before you get back into the game. And sometimes that's enough to be like, you know what, I don't want to bang my head against this wall anymore. I'm out.
And those are the little things that can fuck up a Tony Hawk game, which seems like such an easy game to make. You know what I mean? Those little touches, like the fact that you cannot retry a level really quick, it's terrible. That's a terrible fucking thing to have in a Tony Hawk game, in my opinion.
So, there you go. Tony Hawk, maybe a review coming from Jeff at some point. So
we'll see. I wrote a review. I just don't like it. So you guys can do what you want with it. Like, I really feel like it needs a rewrite, and I don't want to rewrite it. Cause fuck,
isn't your review like 10,000 pages long or something like
that? It's pretty long. It's me ranting, and it's, it, you know, I think it could be. I think it needs a whole rewrite, but I'm gonna put the same amount of
effort
as they did.
Oh, it's not gonna end up on your top 10. So
it's, yeah, it went from number 2 or 3 or 4 to not on the list.
So,
sorry,
I mean, we probably don't need a review up on the site then.
Yeah.
Just, I think we should have one though.
Just
it's I think Jeff is required to write about this game that was at the top of his list for so long.
I wrote it. It's there. It's up and it's in Drive. So if you guys want to edit it,
take a look at it tomorrow. But anyway,
I'm personally not happy with it.
Like, all right.
The review itself.
Pete, you and Jeff have played Battlefront. Tony, have you played any Battlefront yet?
I downloaded it. I haven't played
it. I downloaded it too. So tell us about Battlefront.
Pete, take the floor.
Okay. So I've only played 3 matches so far. And I'm playing on PC. I preloaded it yesterday because they let you do that on the PC. It's weird. I'm not... Like, I don't know. I was expecting to go into it and it being like the second coming of like nostalgia in a sense. Like, I love the original Battlefront. Like, the original Battlefront is amazing. I didn't really get too big into 2. But I've only played the drop mode, whatever it's called. It's basically a weird, like, control point mode, but the control points are randomized. Like, these escape pods will crash land into the planet, and then your team is supposed to get over to claim them and then defend them until you capture them. Person in the team that captures the most by the end of 10 minutes, the winner.
And Jeff, that's not the mode you played.
No, I was just typing in the chat. I was going to say something about that. I could not get into that mode. Like, every time I tried and I got into a room, as it was loading, it said you were disconnected from the servers.
Oh, okay, so you don't mean like you didn't like it. You just actually couldn't act. Like,
I couldn't get into it.
Actually couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
That's weird. Huh. I mean, yeah, some people are having problems. I have a friend whose, like, video card just doesn't agree with the game, and it just hard crashes every time he loads it.
No, that's cool.
This is on Xbox One, so I won't have that problem, but...
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I couldn't get into that mode. I got into the Walker Assault one. But even when I went into it, they're like, yo, you should be leveled up more to play this. And I was like,
yeah,
I can't do anything else, so...
So, and I wonder if that message... Like, I'm rank 3 now. I don't know what rank they expect you to be when you go in, or if it's just, like,
no idea.
Hey,
how fast do you rank up?
Fairly quick. Well, so I'm already like a quarter of the way through 3, and I've already played 3 games. So you get a big bonus for just playing games. Like, the match bonus is like 2,000 experience. You get points for the kills. You get points for the objectives. And then at the end, in sort of a GoldenEye-ish style, there are 3 awards that are given to players on the team. Sometimes a per player can get all 3. It's like most like pods. Or control points captured, most kills, like longest killing spree or something like that.
Okay.
And you get points for all of those as well, and the points go into unlocking weapons for your character, and they unlock these cards that seem to be like your
extra. It's the perk system.
Yeah, but some of them seem to like have charges and stuff on them. Like, I got this ion shot thing that was like, you spend 500 credits for... Oh yeah, and the points at the end of each match get divided by 10, and then that number is the amount of credits you get. So if you get 4,000 points, you get 400 credits.
So like, these cards, like, they're perks, but like they're expendable perks. Like,
some
they...
of them are and some of them aren't. Like,
okay.
I have a thermal detonator that's just like my sidearm card. And
oh,
that
really?
That has 3 uses, but they recharge.
Okay.
Like, over time, but the ion shot that I have is like a special use. It has 10 shots, and then I have to spend another 500 credits to get 10 more. Oh, like, but you don't lose the card. Like, it's
no,
not.
No, once you unlock it, you unlock it. But you have to replenish
it's an unlock. Cards. Yeah.
So they're not like Titanfall cards where it's like the burn cards where.
No. This is, dude, it's the Call of Duty system, basically. Like, and the cool. All right. Like, when you first start playing, all you have is a blaster. Like, you have nothing. You have no.
And it's a piece of shit.
Like the Han Solo blaster or.
No, like the Stormtrooper blaster.
Okay.
And then, but like. After like one match, I leveled up and I got like they said you have a new card and the card was like a grenade and so I could make that like one of my sidearms, you know, tap a bumper and throw a grenade. So okay. Like, but you don't have that at first. But so like that's how it is for me so far. It's just like it's significant things that it's adding to it.
So like as you get the cards, like basically you're unlocking like different perks.
And you can assign that or you know you'll get a different card.
It's kind of like it's kind of like Call of Duty's pick. 10 or whatever, but you have to like get you have to unlock these cards and then apply your in-game currency towards you know possibly using them.
So I wonder if they're gonna wind up like charging for the in-game currency because the way it's built seems very much like
they probably
spend $10 and get 10,000 credits.
It probably be an option.
Have you played? And Jeff has already told me he hasn't played Battlefield, but have you played Battlefield before?
I played Bad Company 2.
Like the multiplayer though.
Yeah.
All right. So does this seem similar to that? Like in the way, not in the way that the you know cards are handled, but does like you know progression and does that seem to be?
Yeah, I mean,
similar?
Like Jeff said, it's basically the Call of Duty progression system. My only problem
kinda
is kind of
like how Battlefield was. It's just more delayed than.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem too slow. I'm not sure if this is just for the beta. It's all going to get wiped at the end of the beta, anyways. Mm-hmm. But like my bigger problem is that like the weapons you get at higher levels are stronger. Like there are stats on the weapons that have like more power and more this or that. So
it's Battlefield then. Like I mean,
yeah, I guess. So like the higher level you are, the larger advantage you have, and they don't really sort players by their rank. So like my bigger problem was that like I got into a match and I just kept getting the shit kicked out of me because everybody else had better weapons than me, like off the bat, and I'm just this poor dude with literally nothing. And hopefully they'll fix that once the game opens up.
I do wonder if they will though, because Battlefield I don't think ever had like strong matchmaking. It was just kind of like, hey, here's a bunch of people, go play, and like you could end up as like a level, you know, 2 or 3 private playing against, you know, level 37 or 38 like captains and.
Yeah,
like where,
and so,
where you kind of get screwed because they have all the unlocks, they have all the equipment, and
yeah, so you're like fighting people with like snipers and stuff, getting killed from like nowhere and things like that. It's a little frustrating, but so you just kind of have to grind it out. You know, that might be a problem for people who jump in like months after the game comes out in December or November rather. But
or people who don't play it obsessively, that was always a turnoff for the Battlefield games for me.
Right, so if you didn't sit down and play like an hour or two every day, like. You eventually got outclassed because everybody was unlocking stuff, and you would go back in and like, well, now like you're outmatched. That's kind of like, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah, it's hopefully like the scales will even out in some respect because like the modes that like I'm from what it imagined, it was like, okay, this drop zone is meant for like the newbies. And then once you level up, you're supposed to go play the Walker mode, which is, like, the big, like, Battlefield mode, where it's, like, back and forth, fighting over the whole map, like, you're in, like, completing objectives and advancing. My hope is that, and then there, in the menu, there's, like, 7 other modes that aren't part of the beta, so I wonder if they're hoping to spread the levels around the modes, in a sense. I'm not sure how well that'll work, but...
Right. No, we'll see. Does it look good at least?
It looks amazing.
Oh my
god. I'm playing on medium and it still looks pretty good. There's a lot of fade in on mine, but that's just probably my graphics card. But even besides that, even more than looking, it just sounds amazing.
It's probably winning graphics of the year, guys. Like I think it's
like that
really good looking.
This is probably a build from like a couple months ago that we're playing to like stress test their servers.
Yeah.
I'm playing
probably
on
actually
Xbox
look better.
One. Too,
right.
You know?
I have a feeling it'll probably actually look better though when it launches, so or at least be more smooth than whatever you guys are experiencing now.
It's
in terms of feel, it's basically another Battlefield game. Like it doesn't like
It's kind of what I wanted out of it. Like, I kind of wanted a Star Wars Battlefield.
Then that's what it is. I think for me, it'll take a little getting used to. I'm not, like, super used to that stuff, so I was playing it like a normal first-person shooter, in a sense. Like, like maybe an older style, because that's what I'm used to Star Wars first-person shooters being.
Right.
And stuff. But it's fun. I'm curious to check out the Walker mode. The only thing that bugs me is that they have no character customization unlocked in the beta. They just sort of randomize it for you, and I'm like, why?
Right.
But that's just me nitpicking.
But that does look like something that'll be available when it launches.
Yeah, like, especially with the Rebels, it's like looks like a ton of different things you can do in terms of, like, customizing your what your character looks like, as well as, like, obviously the loadouts and stuff. Stormtroopers are going to be a little bit different, because I'm not too sure, like,
I'm hoping they have, like, kind of like Halo does, where you can, like, change, maybe not the armor, because the armor would, I mean, although there are slight variations on Stormtrooper armor.
Yeah, I saw some people who looked like Snowtroopers, as opposed to regular.
Right, I'm hoping, like, maybe you can change, like, the helmet, like, have a Scout Trooper helmet, or, which also, like, Scout Troopers also have slightly lighter body armor than a normal Stormtrooper, sure. So like there is differences in.
Snowtroopers have like skirts and stuff, and so there'll probably be stuff like that. Interesting fact to note: some of the Stormtroopers have female screams as well, which I thought was a neat touch.
Okay.
So, like, there are male and female Stormtroopers in the game, as well as Rebel soldiers. It's just a lot easier to tell what you're playing as when it comes to the Rebels.
Cool.
Right.
Jeff, you talked about pickups on the field.
Yeah, I think the only mode I've played is the Walker mode, which is really awesome. I think, I don't know, like, I think the game's fun. I don't know if it's a day one buy, like, for me. But anyways, there are, like, these pickups all over the fucking map. But they'll, like, be significant things, like, you picked up an X-Wing, so then, like, you, like, could hit the two bumpers together, and you'll all of a sudden be in the X-Wing, and they'll let you play for, like, a minute and do whatever you can.
Huh.
So, like, all that shit, like, walkers and all, like, you can even, like, there's a pickup that puts you inside of a gigantic walker that's, like, going after the fucking rebels, you know?
Alright, so, knowing that I love Star Wars, and I like Battlefield, this kind of sounds like a good thing.
I think you're gonna like it. yeah, for sure.
But is this going to, like, eclipse Halo 5 for me? Like, is it, like, like, where would you, like, you're saying it's not a day one buy, so, for you, like.
Because I'm not good at online shooters, dude. Like, there was one match I did tonight, I went 1-26. So.
Yeah.
It gets fair enough.
So, but, like, there's a lot of cool shit.
So you're just, like, getting back in there almost as soon as you die. Like, by the time your death animation, it's already queued you back up to spawn.
Yeah, you could be, like.
Do you guys jam on the button to get back into the fight?
Yes.
I always let it just kind of, like, cycle through until I auto-respawn. Give me a second to cool down.
Especially during, like, drop zone, you're like, my point is on the line kind of thing. I need to get back in there.
Well, I mean, I obviously don't know from Battlefront, but, like, I know that, like, in Battlefield or Call of Duty, like, I would jam on the button to get back in there, and I would immediately run to try and get the asshole that killed me, and he would kill me again and again. And so, like, I've over the years I have, like, calmed down a bit, and I take a breath and let myself like calm down and let it kind of, like, auto respawn me back in, and then I don't run back in to get myself killed immediately.
I was just in no rush because I felt
my,
like,
kill death has increased doing that, so
yeah. I just felt like there was so much going on that there was no rush for me to get back into it. Like, I felt like I was ineffective anyways,
like, you're
know what I mean?
You're just, like, a piece, like, in, like, a giant army.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever.
It's kind of how Battlefield's always kind of felt, though, like.
I'm probably better on the sidelines anyways, so I was like, all right.
Are there support characters? Like, can you, like, is there.
There are no classes as far as I see. I think it's all about your loadout.
Okay, because, like, in Battlefield, like, you could play as, like, a medic or a...
Yeah, it doesn't seem class-based at all.
Like, you'd be able to... Like, an engineer, you'd be able to repair vehicles or whatever. So, like, maybe if there is something that allows you to play more of a support-type... like, maybe not a class, but if you can, like, get a card that, you know, allows Jeff to drop, like, ammo or repair tanks or, you know, walkers or whatever, that might, like, be better for him than...
Yeah, it's hard because there's no ammo in it either. Your guns...
So you're not going to drop ammo.
Like... Yeah, no, there's... The guns, at least the blasters I've used, all run on, like, an overheat mechanic.
Right.
Yeah. There's a little, like, Gears of War-esque reload thing where, like, if you hit it at the right moment, I think your gun immediately cools down as opposed to having to wait the whole 3 seconds.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Really? I kept seeing that icon pop up, but I didn't know that I wanted me to actually...
Yeah, it's like, almost right after your gun overheats, if you press the button, it, what? Like, immediately cools the whole thing down.
That is one thing I thought, though. There's no reload, though. Like, you just stop shooting after if it overheats. Or
yeah.
Do that.
So, I'm not... it was R on my keyboard. I'm not sure what it translates to on the controller.
All right. Got one other thing I guess we should talk about. Tony and I and Don played Destiny over the weekend. And halfway through, we're making our way through Destiny. Vanilla Destiny. Tony is hating it every
sounds
step
horrible.
Of the way.
Sounds, I'm sorry, Tony.
Is this with the expansion pack, or is this
no,
like
Tony does not have the expansion.
We started from the beginning, so we're trying out Destiny 2.0 to see if it's actually.
But you need the expansion, like from what I heard, they remixed the missions from the first two expansions into the story of like the base progression. Do those still appear if you don't own those?
Well, we're not, like, we're still, like, level 12, so...
Right, we started, like, we made new characters, we started from the very beginning.
Yeah, so, like, and yes, that stuff is in there, because, like, I got a quest from the Dark Below the last time we played, which, that's the first expansion, so yes, that stuff does appear mixed in if you have the expansions installed.
I see. So do you just hate yourself? Is that why you're doing this?
I think they hate me. That's
okay.
Well, Don and I actually like Destiny, so we were kind of hoping to get Tony into it. We had heard all the talk about how, you know, they had remodeled all this, so we were kind of hoping, like, hey, we'll get Tony in, we'll see how it is, see if it's been improved on that end, because everyone's saying it is, and maybe... Tony will decide, like, hey, I like this now, and jump in. No, it has not been improved in any significant way.
No, exactly,
except
they
added a fucking quest log. That's it. And that's not a good change. It's just a change.
I can now turn in bounties without having to run
right.
To the town.
Like, there are some quality of life, you know,
yeah,
adjustments,
that's, yeah,
but
I was gonna say that, yeah.
But it's not, it's nothing that, like, if you were big on Destiny prior... if you weren't big on Destiny prior, this is going to turn you around on it. I am enjoying playing with Tony. I think all three of us have a rather sarcastic approach to the content, so...
we're having fun, at least.
Yeah, like, we're having a good time, although we had some technical difficulties while we were on the moon. At one point, Don was in the middle of, like, we're in the middle of doing a quest, and Don disappeared. He was in mid-sentence and just dropped out.
Holy shit.
And this is because the new Xbox One Experience kicked him out of the game to install the update.
Didn't that happen to you, too?
It did. and that was how my night ended, about an hour later. So Don got back in, 15 minutes. He was still gone for a while, but we played for about another hour, and then I got kicked off, and for 3 hours... I was updating my system.
What the fuck? That's like PlayStation 3.
It had nothing to do... Like, the download was done. It would just... It just got hung up at, like, two-thirds done. The reason being is that I have an external hard drive plugged in to my system, and it would not update the rest of the update with the external hard drive plugged in. But it didn't tell you this. Finally... I went online and found out that, like, hey, you should unplug your external hard drive. Press the power button, but don't hold it in. So don't shut it off, but just kind of press it so it restarts. And that did it. And I finally went to bed. And now I've had nothing but fucking issues with this goddamn dashboard update.
Jesus.
It's a fucking nightmare. Like, I lose sound on my television. Like, not on, like, the Xbox, like, on the actual, like, when I'm trying to watch a TV show. Like, I was trying to watch football, and, like, I would click on, you know, watch TV, and it's now under the One Guide app, and it would load in, and there would be no sound. And I'd have to shut my Xbox off, restart it, reload the app, and then I'd have sound. Since then, I've run into issues where my controller won't go down past, like, the first line, so I need to shut everything off again, restart it. And this is a preview. Like, it is a beta test for this, but I am right now, I am, like, going nuts because the Rock Band guitar controller does not work with the dashboard. Like, I cannot do anything with the dashboard with the guitar controller.
Mm-hmm.
I have to boot the game. I have to turn the guitar controller on, boot through the game using a regular controller, sign out of the regular controller, sign into the guitar controller in the game, and then keep my other controller on and occasionally, like, flick a stick so that it doesn't go to sleep. Because if it goes to sleep, the Xbox doesn't realize that the guitar controller is plugged in and will dim the lights on. Like, so you know, like, if you're sitting there for a while and you don't play, and, like, your screen kind of dims so that it doesn't,
yeah,
it prevents burn-in. It'll do that in the middle of the fucking game in Rock Band, like,
God,
while you're playing, because my other controller went to sleep. So I'm hoping they fix this soon, because it's been a nightmare dealing with this. They've changed some things. I don't really know if the changes are good. Like, it's faster when it works. So there's that.
So it sounds like it's faster based on the situation.
Like, if it's working, like, there are times when, like, my controller just doesn't want to work, or certain verbal, like use the Kinect to kind of, that's how I've been getting around things, is because using the Kinect was always faster than using a controller with the Xbox One. But certain verbal cues don't work with this new dashboard update. It doesn't recognize all the old commands. So, like, you used to be able to say, like, Xbox play, you know, Metal Gear Solid 5. It now goes, like, you cannot play from this selection. Like, you used to be able to play from anywhere, so it would just do it. It's weird. Like, I'm not loving this update. They've made it more social, so I guess there's that, but...
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's more social, but now you hate everyone.
Yeah, so, like, you know, like, with the feed, right? Like, you could see where people were playing stuff, and you could see, like, oh, like, Don got this achievement, or Jeff started streaming, or Tony, like, scored a touchdown in Madden, and you can watch, like, that clip. Now there is, like, a bunch of those images, like, the screen grabs, but it doesn't tell you all the time who did it, so it's just a random image of a game. So, like, hey, Don was playing Destiny. Here's a picture of Destiny. But it doesn't tell me it's Don. It might be one of, like, the 27 other people that played Destiny on my friends list. And I don't care about them. Like I will watch, like, a video that Don, like, you know, he records, or that Tony records, but I don't want to see, like, the dumb shit that some guy I played with, like, three times through a Destiny looking for group site had. It's really weird how some of this works. Sometimes it'll only load 2 or 3 seconds of the clip. Sometimes it won't load any of the clip. Like, it seems really buggy at this point. I hope they fix all this by the time it launches in November. I don't know. I'm not in love with it. We'll just put it that way.
That's a bummer.
I'm
so, but it's
it
but
improves.
It's a preview.
It's a preview and a beta. Like, they're constantly updating it, and like, they've added features. Like, there's a firmware update for the controller, so I did that. And it's just weird. Like, it seems really kind of shoddy at this point. Like, why would you release it in this state? Like, it's really still kind of really buggy. And most of the preview members won't go to the preview forums and be like, hey, fix your shit, because this is broken on it.
Why not? Or because they just don't care? Because
they don't. Like, there's a lot of people in the preview program that just, they want to get the updates early, especially after E3 when they announced backwards compatibility. So like a bunch of people rushed into the preview program to get like to get backwards compatibility, but they aren't actually like helping, like going, hey, this part of your like preview is broken. They're not going to the preview forums and like giving feedback. Although the Rock Band guitar issue, people like hit that up. That has the most comments on it. So hopefully that gets fixed. Let's do some quick news and then like blow this joint.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do we have any questions or anything?
I don't know.
Jeff, you put out. I retweeted you. But I didn't get
anything. I got anything.
Okay.
No, Brian said something, but it has nothing to do with video games. I'll ask it if you want.
Well, sure. Just we'll get there in a second. All right. So Destiny is getting microtransactions next week.
Right.
For emotes.
Evidently,
this though is going to help kind of. I guess last year what they did is they released a season pass and two expansions before the Taken King came out. Based on what is being reported, it seems like these microtransactions are going to be how they get their, keep the game running. But they're not going to release like two expansions like that. They're just going to release free content throughout the year and like dole it out in bits and drabs. So that could be cool. Like if you're actually getting content and you don't need to separate your user base by making them. So at this point, Destiny has four pieces that like you need if you want to be playing what's up to date. And that's a lot for a game that's only been out a year. So I'm kind of okay with this.
It's only really one piece now, right? Don't they have that Taken King edition?
Yeah, you can buy the Taken King, but like Tony still has base Destiny, so like he would have to buy like that entire Taken King package to get back where Don and I are. Or if like you only bought like, The Dark Below, which was the first expansion, to catch up, you need to buy House of Wolves and the Taken King, which is still $60. So it's crazy. I hope they're like quickly learning from this and improving how they do some of that stuff. Metal Gear Solid 5, they also have some microtransactions. We already knew about some of them. They added base insurance, though.
Right. I love that.
What?
So, I don't... Jeff, did you build a forward operating base?
I did.
Yeah, I have.
Pete,
I would never
too,
spend
right?
money on it.
I have not gotten there yet, but evidently you can insure your base, I guess, with real money.
Yeah, don't do that. It's a great game, but don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever do that then. But
well,
I don't
even know.
All that stuff's like easily replaced. Anything that you can lose is like easily replaceable, right? Like.
Yes and no, but I mean it depends on how much shit they take from you.
It's only like an extension. It's like a second set of like resources coming in, so you could lose stuff from it, but they're not taking it from your base game. Like
no, they can.
They can take it from.
The forward operating base only gives you a second place that people can steal shit from instead of just one.
So they can invade your regular mother base.
Yeah.
That sucks.
As long as you're online.
Huh. I don't like that at all. Also, I'm not insuring my base, but
yeah. That sounds a great way to.
But that's what all like the security stuff is for, and like there's a whole metagame behind that in and of itself. So, I mean, I played a little bit of it. I am super bad when other players come in. I am just a piece of garbage at that game.
I now roll with all blue weapons, and I have blue weapons for quiet now too. So we just make everyone go to sleep.
That's always cool. We get no partners when you're attacking a
right. Yeah, you have to take it on yourself, right?
Yeah.
More Metal Gear Solid stuff. I guess Metal Gear Online came out this week. It doesn't sound like any of us have tried it.
Nope.
What I've heard from people I know that have tried it, it seems like it's a bit laggy and super unbalanced, but
really,
but fun.
What is making it unbalanced?
I guess the way you unlock stuff, and some people have, like, I guess there's classes that are way stronger, and if your team does not have a certain set of classes to fight against them, like, you're kind of, you end up being screwed.
Oh, I see.
So, like, you can, like, kind of like you play Dota, so you know, like, if you, mm-hmm. you know, if you get a bad choice, like, your team chooses bad characters that don't complement each other, you can end up screwed, so.
I see, but it's to a much larger degree in Metal Gear.
Well, it's at its core, it's a shooter, so it's a shooter where you're, like, ballooning people out, but it's still a multiplayer shooter, so yeah, like, it's probably exasperated some.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, in Dota, even if you have, like, a really shitty team, there's still a chance that you could win just based on the mechanics, but it sounds
right,
like...
Right, where it's this, like, if you don't have, like, you don't have the classes to counteract the other classes, you seem like you're screwed, so... also, sounds like it's buggy and doesn't play particularly well, because it's laggy. But I don't know if that... That could be a variety of things. That could be an end-user thing, that could be... Konami servers suck. It could be, you know, the PlayStation or Xbox servers suck. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Is it on PC?
I believe it's also on PC. Yeah. Let's see. This says here began rolling out for both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Doesn't say anything about PC. So
I don't know.
Didn't read the whole article though. New Far Cry was announced.
Yeah.
Far Cry Ancient Times.
Yeah, Far Cry Primal. Anybody else get a feel that this is kind of like a Blood Dragon type thing?
No, from what I had heard, it's like a major release.
Is it like
so
a true Far Cry release?
Yeah, they're just not
like,
calling it 5 for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, I don't mind it not being called 5, but it coming out like in 4 months seems really short.
When did Far Cry 4...
Wait, when is it coming out?
February 23rd.
Oh, it's
Get
coming out.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
It's
in 4 months. Like,
that's a bad sign, I think.
And Far Cry 4 came out last year in November.
I don't know if that's a bad sign. I think it's just them learning that, like, hey, maybe we should, like, not announce our games
or,
7, 8
no,
months.
No, if it's a Blood Dragon type thing, that's fine.
Is that, well, that's when Blood Dragon released was, like, that time frame.
No, yeah. Like, but if this is, like, the next big Far Cry... I don't know, dude.
I like the concept, though. Like,
I love it. I love it. It's great.
Like, I am really interested in playing, and I love Blood Dragon too. Like, but
I hate
wondering
Far Cry 4, and I like it.
So I don't get your hate for Far Cry 4, but it's okay.
Is that has to do more with the environment, or?
I think it's because Jeff's bad at it.
I thought everything about it was Far Cry 3. And I know most people think the opposite, but I just thought, like, the story, everything more in Far Cry 3.
Okay,
setting,
that's
everything.
Fine.
Yeah.
Shut up, Jeff.
Whatever.
It's fine. I'm kind of excited for it, though. Like, I guess we'll see when it comes out, though. Let's see. What about the strike? I don't have it up right here. Who has the? Oh, here it is.
They authorized the strike. They authorized the ability to vote on a strike.
Yes.
And it's basically now a part of negotiating. What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm playing Battlefront.
Because
I can.
Everyone died.
The whole map just imploded. Yeah. So they. This does not mean that they're going to have a strike. It just means they can now. It's now a thing they can do in order to use as a bargaining chip, and if they're refused, then it's like, okay, well, then we have the authorization to strike.
Okay. So basically what they're doing is that they're looking for, you know, more compensation, better working conditions for voice actors.
Yeah.
In video games. You guys have any other opinions on this?
I just think that the argument that, hey, it's shitty other places too is, like, not one worth considering. Like, no. The fact that other developers are coming out being like, why do these guys get to have better conditions when mine sucks so much? It's like, no, that's not how it works, dumbass.
Right.
They're a union. They have somebody to fight for them. Like, that's,
well, not even
that's literally how it is, though.
It's also just like, well, like, why are you being that way? Like, if it starts in one place, it can start in another, you know? Like,
right. No, I mean, on one end, I can see, like, for them, it's like, well, we put in, like, we're doing this for, you know, 60 hours a week for, you know, 3 years. These people come in for, you know, maybe a month at most.
I think it's a lot longer than that if you're doing motion capture and stuff.
Depends, right? Like, I mean, depends on, like, how much motion capture they're doing. Like, if you're doing something like Until Dawn, obviously there's a lot of that, but... like, even that, though, like, even if you're working more than, like, you know, these designers, these artists are working three, four years on a game, and then somebody that comes in, like, they're asking for residuals on, and it's like, well, we don't get residuals on our shit, and, like, we built the fucking thing. I understand where they're coming from, but...
Sure,
but
don't
understand.
Be like, nah, these guys aren't worth...
Right.
Better working conditions and stuff. Then you
right.
just make yourself out to be an ass. Like, that's
well, right.
not
and
way to start the conversation on your end either.
Like, if you don't like your working conditions, like, there are ways that you should be
right.
handling that.
Yes.
That is your problem. The fact, like, that they have exercised their rights in particular ways.
Like, these people have representation that are going to fight for them to get
unions
you know, better conditions. So, there are, you know, times when unions are good. This
sure.
is one of them.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that, because that'll be I'll be very curious if it does. It's going to be like how 2008 was for television and movies, when the Writers Guild went on strike and stuff. There are going to be a lot of video games that are
a lot of video games with bad voice acting. Oh, the horror!
You are the master of unlocking.
My hope is that it doesn't come to having to use, like, scabs and stuff. That'll just not make anyone happy, including us.
I bet we won't notice the difference.
For the most part. Like, there will be, you know, significantly less Nolan North and Troy Baker in our games. But
right. That's about it.
We
can probably use
a
little bit less of
that. Articles on it were mentioning the Northeast. I thought that was fucking best.
They don't seem like they're asking for, like, a ridiculous amount of shit, though. Like,
no, the only thing that bothered me was, like, hey, if you use a SAG person, the whole thing has to be SAG. It's like, well, not everybody can afford to use all SAG.
Right. Like, you guys have a pay scale that we have to follow. Like, hey, and maybe, like, some of our regular people on staff, like, they're going to do voices for this. But the main characters, we want to have, like, good voice actors for.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't have to hire, like, you know, a SAG member to record the, you know, the trash man.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll see where that goes. So, like, so it's not... They voted in favor of possibly having a strike. But.
Yeah, and I think negotiations reconvene, like, October 20th or something like that. Like, sometime later this month. Is when they will look at, like, going back to the table on these sort of things.
I guess we'll touch on that more when that kind of actually those negotiations go to place. So, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, that wonderful game all of us are looking forward to playing.
Of course,
it's still coming out. I thought we agreed that this game no longer existed.
According to Amazon, it doesn't exist on Xbox.
Right. It was
saved.
Well, not the physical version. The digital version of the game has been pulled from the Xbox Game Store and from Amazon. So you can buy digital versions of Xbox games on Amazon. This version has disappeared from.
And
nobody will tell us why.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, and Microsoft's not going to reveal, like, why, like, Activision pulled it, right? Like, that's what my thought here is. Activision pulled this game.
So you think there's no chance of that, them putting it back up?
I think it'll be back up.
Yeah.
Like, it's in
think it
everybody's
has more to do
best
with the
interest.
PlayStation stuff than anything
I
else?
I do,
or?
Like, so I, and this is all, like, you know, rumor mongering, but I heard a rumor today that, like, the PlayStation was only up on pre-orders by about 150,000 total. And Sony was not happy with that. So
I can't blame them, but at the same time, it's like really.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm pulling the digital version. Like I don't know if like what pulling the digital version of it would do. Like outside of like not allowing people that want to buy it digitally to pre-order.
Yeah, and at the same point, like does that solve? Like that doesn't solve the issue. Right? Do they have that say? Like you have to not sell your game.
I do want like so. There was that whole thing with Destiny last year where Microsoft couldn't advertise it at all.
Well, no, that makes more sense. That's a marketing deal.
They could still sell it, but yeah. they couldn't advertise it. So I don't know like what the stipulation. We don't know what the reason is here. It's just something really weird. Because like it's not preloading yet because the game doesn't come out till November, so none of this makes any sense.
Yeah, this is a weird... A really bizarre situation.
That's it. I'm boycotting.
Me too.
You weren't gonna buy it anyways.
Probably not.
That's a factual statement.
I don't know. Do you think you could finish the Black Ops 3 campaign in like 24 hours?
Yes.
Like I mean, like in a day.
Yes.
Probably.
I would prefer to spend that day playing Fallout 4.
Yeah,
but it comes out before Fallout 4, doesn't it?
All right, fine, then Halo.
Not by enough.
Yeah, so I'll give you Halo. I'm just wondering if like I could spend $3 at Redbox and play through all of Black Ops 3 and call it a day.
Dude, everything I got off of this game, this is not good to me. Like,
is this Guitar Hero 4 of Call of Duty now? Is it just going to be the beginning of the end?
Could do, maybe.
I kind of hope so, to be honest.
I agree with you.
It'll still sell... up until, like, you know, Call of Duty Warriors of Rock, but that'll be when it's all over.
I do think that the last one was really fun, though. So, like...
Advanced Warfare was good.
Yeah, but, like, I played the beta for this new one, and I did not like it, and I don't know.
I'm with you, Jeff. I did not like it. I was like, this is, like, bad Titanfall.
Yeah.
With Destiny Supers. It was, like, Titanfall mixed with Destiny.
Yeah.
So it's, like, weird. A mixed mash of... Everything bad, nothing
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Titanfall and Destiny are both good.
But they're putting it through through the bro grinder.
Right. It's like, we're somehow going to make...
Like a weird gear.
Titanfall was pretty bro. Titanfall was already pretty bro, and then they're putting it through the Call of Duty bro grinder, which is like extra bro.
Yeah.
We got to get some extra bro on this pizza.
Bro'd the fuck out.
Sony is cutting the PS4 price to $350.
That's awesome. So are they now? They all match the same price, or is the Xbox still cheaper by $50? I can't remember.
The Xbox is $350, so.
But currently, the Xbox is a better value by like 15 games. Just throwing it out there.
Huh?
I mean, as somebody that owns both, I'm kind of with Jeff on this. Right now, I think the Xbox has more games that you'd want to play like exclusively.
Oh, I see.
Like you can play Metal Gear on both, so it's like that's kind of a wash. I think there's just better exclusives right now.
Like,
the Xbox.
Halo 5 and Tomb Raider this fall, like those are like two of my very most anticipated games not on PlayStation this fall.
And then like I mean, you throw in like if you like racing games, it has the two best racing games out on any system. With Forza 6 and Forza Horizon 2. Like, Sunset Overdrive was something neat. Like, Rare Replay. Like, there's, like, they got a lot of... Like, not that PlayStation doesn't have, you know, stuff to call its own. Like, MLB The Show, Bloodborne...
I just feel like this generation hasn't had a lot of games worth buying on either console. Like, I've bought maybe five or six games.
There hasn't been...
four.
We haven't hit like that. Like, there hasn't been that Gears of War or Uncharted, like that kind of like, hey, this is why you want a PlayStation. This is why you want an Xbox.
No, there hasn't. I do think though that this fall, like, I know Rise of Tomb Raider will be on both systems, but I think that is gonna be very impressive, dude.
I'm hearing like what 30 hours to play that game. That's nuts.
It doesn't have microtransactions and like a season pass, like that stuff.
It does have a season pass, but it also has tombs. So I am all in on that shit.
I like how they were like, "Oh, you guys want more tombs? Okay, so we're just gonna
make tombs.
We'll make.
All
we'll just
I, oh,
charge
I'm all
extra
about the
for
tombs.
Them.
Give me
tomb,
the tombs.
Tombs everywhere.
Tomb it up.
Let's see. I don't know if there's anything else. I don't really have anything else big here. So, you guys have any other news? Anything else jump out at you?
Were there any other delays? I thought this was like the season for that. I can't remember if anything else got pushed and stuff. But no, in terms of games, no, I don't think there's anything.
Yeah,
Marvel said a couple of things today, but that has nothing to do with. Yeah, is anybody playing Lego Dimensions out of curiosity?
No, I'm interested in it.
Chris?
I've not gotten
Chris,
it yet.
Chris blew his budget on Rock Band.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, and then Halo is coming in. I have a lot of money invested in Halo, so like a lot, like new Xbox a lot.
I see.
Oh God.
Well, that's right. Yours broke.
No, my Xbox One is not broken. The Kinect was acting funny. I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
By repositioning the wire. No,
he reconnected it.
Yeah, I reconnected it. No, I am moving my original Xbox One into the bedroom, which will like work as our media hub and Blu-ray player in there. And then I have the Halo Xbox showing up.
Oh, I see.
Problems.
Wow. Yeah, right. So then there's two, and the cool thing about this is then my son and I will be able to play Halo 5 because
that was the ultimate goal.
Yeah, he could play in the other room, and I could play here because there's no split screen with that. So
yeah, that's been bumming a lot of people I know out.
It bums me out for sure because I ain't buying another Xbox no matter what. Fuck
right.
that.
I mean, it does not like even for me it's like kind of like an extravagance I don't need, but I want it, and I have like I've saved the $500 for the Xbox, so, and it's like the legendary edition or whatever, so I get all the cool shit with it.
So, dude, it's like the same thing was running through my mind when I was thinking about buying that Rock Band thing like yesterday. I have the money, I could do this, but like, do I want to do this?
But that is exactly why I have not. One, that's actually why I'm not getting Guitar Hero when it comes out next week. I think it's next week or the week after. And it's why I haven't bought Lego Dimensions yet, because Lego Dimensions is expensive.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It looks like, fun. That's actually the only Toys Life game I've looked at. I'm like, there are a lot of different franchises here that I like.
Like, I'm kind of hoping, I'm hoping I'm going to like maybe get it around Christmas. And by then the Doctor Who set will be out too.
Yes.
So that's kind of, I am really like interested in playing that part of the game at least. So we'll see. That'll be a while off though.
Yeah. And I just want like the interconnectivity of all the sets. Like that sounds really appealing.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like that. And it sounds like they actually like, you know, tied a story through all of the different areas too. So
yeah.
Kind of, that sounds pretty cool. I think that's it. Next,
Jeff
week,
had a question, I think.
Jeff, yes, your question.
Yeah. Brian asked, who do you think Joe Biden will pick as his VP? Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders?
My God, if it's Bernie Sanders, then the Speaker of the House is going to be president in about 6 months because they're both super old.
I like
it's true.
I like the sound of Warren Sanders ticket. How about that?
Like
a Joe Biden out of it.
Like Warren on the top ticket?
No, Sanders probably.
See, I don't know if he can win because of what Peter said
know.
Though. Like he's so I like a lot of what he's going for.
He's a cool
but
guy. Yeah,
dude will be like 78 when he goes into office.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so.
He looks like an old guy. Like the
and he looks
of
like
it,
an old guy. Yes.
Yeah.
He's looked like that forever too. He's looked really old.
I know.
Like I when know. I was growing up, he was my representative, and he looked old then.
That's not to say anything wrong with him or whatever, but
no,
I
actually like a lot of what he's like campaigning, you know, for. But it's like I don't know if I can get behind like a dude that I actually think will die like 2 years into office.
Well, it's not even that for me. I don't see him dominating a national debate, in my opinion. And, like, the thing is like, I said from the beginning, like, Hillary Clinton is, like, who the Democrats are going to have to vote for. But, like, she has no charisma either, in my opinion.
I think people like her a lot less than people realize. I don't think she's going to actually wind up winning that primary.
I don't know. I'm not happy about any of it. I really do like Bernie Sanders, but, like I said, I have serious doubts that he's going to go all the way.
Trump all the way.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
At least for the comedy, right? Like,
I've never seen a candidate that so perfectly represented stupid people before.
Yeah.
Like, but like, he is totally in on it too. I almost wonder if like it's all an act for him, like if it's like he's playing America, like he's playing the stupid people of America. Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, at some point it's actually like performance art.
Right. Like he knows that like this is all not right, but he's just fucking with us all.
Joaquin Phoenix.
And he's like, holy shit. It's
holy perfect. Shit, I'm winning.
Right. Wow, America really is stupid.
Like backed into this by accident.
Keep going. Do it.
He's entertaining. Like I loved watching like the debates and shit with the Republicans because of him. So
I will give them this. They have the most eclectic group of morons ever assembled.
Yeah.
Ben Carson 2016, baby.
Wow, like, Jesus. Why are any of them allowed to speak out loud ever?
Ben Carson cracks me up because he seems like he's always high. It's like amazing.
Did you hear his comments today?
I think he is always high.
Yeah.
There's a very strong possibility that man is always high.
It's pretty awesome.
He's really old too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's up there. Or at least he looks it.
We should make Jeff angry by talking about American Horror Story.
We did already.
Okay.
Yeah, we discussed it on Movie Dudes.
Ah, damn. Okay.
Sorry.
Basically, it was bad. In my opinion,
I agree. I watched all of it, and I think they took way too long getting to Lady Gaga because she's the only interesting character in the entire show.
It was like 45 minutes in before they got to her or something.
But when she gets there, it's so good.
She's good. But that scene is not like there's no need, there's no build up to that scene in the first 35.
No, it's like comes out of nowhere. All of a sudden, they're just getting ready to go out, and makes zero sense. Like 90% of American Horror Story.
That was like,
it's great.
And I like even less of the supporting cast than I have in previous years.
It's not good.
Literally only watching because Lady Gaga's in it, and I think her character is fascinating.
She's good. She's really good.
All right. Well, we will reconvene on American Horror Story later. Like, I think Jeff should continue to watch it.
I think so too. I
can continue to talk with him about it every week.
I think he should just take a sharp drink every.
He's like, this is so stupid. Why are you making me watch it?
It'll be like
what Don and I are doing to Tony with this.
Yeah, I hope not.
Except like.
Oh, I'm like, yes, that's awesome. But that first episode was rough, dude.
It was so weird. I love it. And I love that it ended with Hotel California.
God. I mean, at least they're not singing anymore, right? So.
You don't remember that?
Well, no. There was, like, I mean, Freak Show, there was a lot of singing.
And Coven had a couple of those, I believe, too, right?
There was a bunch of musical interludes, because a lot of it revolved around Stevie Nicks.
Right, which was the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, it was great.
God.
Love Stevie Nicks. She is, like, the ultimate witch.
Yeah, no kidding, apparently.
She kind of is. we'll talk more American Horror Story on Movie Dudes, so. Tune into that episode 54 coming out early next week.
I'm very scared.
Any of the reasons you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What comes out next week? Do we know? Is there any games?
Yoshi, baby.
Is Yoshi finally coming out?
It's
only been out in Europe for 4 months already. So.
Yeah, really.
And no one's talking about it, so I'm sure it's gonna be a classic.
I mean,
well, all the reviews already came out for it.
They're already out. That's why, and they were not bad. So
they were.
Yeah, I know, but
they weren't great. But
you see anyone talking about that game ever? No. I don't.
Nathan Drake Collection came out today.
Yes, my copy is on its way here. Actually,
Beyond Earth Rising Tide expansion for Civ.
God no, keep it away.
Minecraft Story Mode Episode 1 comes out on the 13th.
Yes, that I'll be playing that.
Talos Principle and Wasteland 2 PS4 versions 13th.
Guys,
Dragon Ball Z Extreme Budokan on 3DS. It's the 20th. October 20th is also the last episode of Life is Strange, which I'm looking forward to. Fatal Frame Wii U, October 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Jeff.
Nope.
I'm curious about that, too. Nope. Assassin's Creed comes out 23rd.
Yeah, that may drop off my power rankings, because I have not gotten to Unity yet, and I don't want to jump into Syndicate until I play Unity.
God help you. and then Halo is the 27th, obviously. So.
Oh, yeah, dude.
WWE 2K16 is the same day as Halo, so obviously they'll be competing.
Yeah, they definitely competing, those two.
And then WWE is the 23rd as well. I was very curious about that one. That's all the major stuff I see on this list.
So, Minecraft next week. We'll talk Minecraft Story Mode.
I'm real curious to see how that turns out, actually.
It's going to be a game.
It's going to be something.
I bet there's choices.
It's going to be magical, I'm sure. Don't worry about it.
It'd be something, right?
And bugs. Very strange bugs that you can't explain.
Well, no, they're explainable.
Are they?
I think it's just it's just Telltale, man.
We don't care. See, that's not a good explanation. We submit to the fact that Telltale's games are going to be buggy and ugly, and we'll still give them our money.
Speaking of Telltale, so Pete mentioned Life is Strange comes out set next week or the week after.
The October 20th.
So roughly 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
For that to wrap up. And I am still waiting for the end of the Borderlands, Tales from the Borderlands.
That's the same day.
Oh, good. Finally.
They announced that date earlier today, I believe.
Yeah. Great. Because that has been going on for a whole year now.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up to make sure. And what else did they got ready? Did they finish Game of Thrones?
Jeff, did they finish Game of Thrones?
Jeff's dead.
Take that as a no. I don't think they did, though.
So the only ones they finished are Walking Dead and both Walking Deads and then the Fable one. That I can't
Jeff's remember. Asleep, which I'm about to
yeah,
be also.
Yeah, both Walking Deads and The Wolf Among Us. So.
That's right, okay.
Anyway, Minecraft next week. We'll be talking about that. Probably more NBA once Tony gets into actually playing NBA.
I can play it now, yeah.
So we'll get down to the basketball bits. And I'll talk about Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. Two of which are good games, one not so much.
Of them is better than the other two.
Yes.
One of these things is not like the other.
No, they're all like
each
other.
They're all roughly the same game.
one of them is just significantly better than the other two, yes. And one of them is not as good as the other two.
Yeah, and then one is kind of like, all right, yeah.
Right.
And that's three,
No, see, like, that's the one I think is the worst in the series.
Three?
Yeah.
I go back and forth. I think it's as good as one, but two is the equivalent of the Empire Strikes Back, like, in that series, Like, it's probably not going to get any better than that. Four will probably be just below it. It'll probably be the second best, but I'm not...
As long as it's not the Phantom Menace, right?
Right.
All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.